Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. A fine good morning to you, Mary.
And to you too, Jonathan.
Rosés.
It's the lazy, hazy, rosé days of summer, as King Cole might say.
They come from everywhere, and we are celebrating two, one from Svartland and one from France. So let's begin with the secateur rosé, and you ask, what are secateurs? They are the shears that you use to do pruning. This is a Badenhorst family wine from Svartland in beautiful South Africa, 2018 vintage. What do you think?
I think I'm going to use secateurs as my new curse word.
That's very nice.
I like it. Secateurs. This is a really interesting wine. We looked up the blend, and it's mostly Shiraz with some Sansot, but it comes across as more of a light red than a rosé. It's got an intensity, sort of stone fruit, a bit of minerality. It's not as light and breezy, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like this very much, too. I thought this was a rosé with a lot of personality. And if you're looking for something that has a little bit more punch, this is a good one to pick. I wouldn't want it all the time, but I think it's a nice alternative to many that we taste.
I also think it's a nice match with food. So I could see this with like grilled pork. Mm-hmm. I could also see it with a steak if you wanted. Whereas some of the other rosés, if they have the watermelon profile or the light strawberry or the tomato plant, they might not really hold up to red meat. But this, I think, could do with any, like I said, pork chops, steak, a hamburger, anything like that.
I agree completely. Good call. Our second wine is a rosé Côte de Rhône, which means it's going to have the standard Côte de Rhône cépage, which would be Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre kind of thing.
Yep.
I think, and it's from M. Chapoutier, 2018. This is a textbook classic rosé.
Right. It's bright. It's fruity. It has a little bit of, to me, it's orange rind that I get in there.
Nice.
Really sippable. Again, very flexible also. But this is one that you could, you know, drink on its own and it would be fine.
This is what you expect from the Rhone or from Tavel, from that sort of part of the world. And it doesn't disappoint. It's a nice example. My credo with rosés, nothing more than $16.
Okay.
I've upped it from 15.
Okay.
Nothing more than $16. Because frankly, these are disposable wines. These are wines you drink in the summer. And frankly, I hate to say this, but you forget about it and you move on to the next.
Disposable, and I know you mean this, doesn't mean that it's throwaway in the sense that there's no quality.
No. There's great quality.
It's enjoyable.
That's correct. It's for now.
Mm-hmm. It is for now.
It's Madame right now, as it were, or Monsieur right now.
Wait. And because in many of our local wine stores, the rosé selections go on forever, it's really fun to kind of drink through them and try them. The only problem is that it's hard sometimes to go back to something because it's already sold through and we're on to the next one. But that's part of the fun.
Exactly. So you buy them, you drink them, and you move on to the next. It's ruthless.
Mm. Again, the one night stand of wine.
Touche. Well, for Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
We're both scoundrels.
Cheers.